If you haven't taken down your Christmas tree yet, no worries, we don't judge, but here's an idea. Have you ever thought about eating it? Like, that would be good with my salmon. Well, maybe not. Still, Julia Georgalis has a recipe for that. For the last 5 years, she's been orchestrating Christmas dinners in London with a friend.
How can we make something sustainable around Christmas time? What can we eat? What's a thing that no one eats that kind of represents Christmas, and then we just settled on Christmas trees?
Conifer Cuisine. Georgalis turned it into a book, How to Eat Your Christmas Tree. And her idea is that it's not that weird. Some people enjoy Christmas tree cocktails, some people like to forage, and most people can get behind saving the planet.
What I aimed for this book to do really was to get people thinking about the odd ways that they can be more sustainable in their daily lives. Eating Christmas trees isn't going to save any turtles or freeze any ice caps, but if we start to think about everything that we do as a whole, then that builds up, you know, and that helps.
Most of the recipes in her book use the needles from the tree.
And you'd use the needles like a herb, and different Christmas trees kind of have different flavours. They're quite subtle, but they do have different flavours. So spruce is quite almost like vanilla in a way. Fir, which is a really popular choice for Christmas trees, is quite zesty. And then you have pine, which is a little bit more floral, a little bit more delicate.
But Julia Georgalis also thought of other ways to use that Christmas tree.
So there's pine nuts that, that a lot of people don't associate Christmas trees with, but they're from your Christmas tree. You can also basically char the entire tree and you can use it to do ash cooking, which is much easier than it sounds.
Now, a warning, some Christmas trees are poisonous if eaten, like cypress, cedars, and yews. And also be sure your tree wasn't sprayed with pesticides and other chemicals.
So if you have any doubt that your that your Christmas tree might not have been grown to eat, then maybe don't eat it.
We should not have to give this warning, but we shall. Do not eat your artificial tree either. So with all those caveats and with the appropriate tree, what could we cook? Well, Georgalis' book has all sorts of recipes for fish, for lamb, for squash, for ice cream too. Also, pickles made with Christmas tree vinegar. The recipe works best with old dry trees, by the way. Take a 2-liter jar and good quality vinegar, she suggests cider vinegar or white vinegar, and 200 grams or 7 ounces of Christmas tree needles.
Sterilize your jar that you're going to use, chop up the needles, and then pour the vinegar into a large saucepan and heat it until it's warm but not quite boiling. And then add the needles to the sterilized jar and pour the vinegar over that. And then you would just close up your jar and leave that to infuse, probably for up to 3 months. And you'll know that your vinegar's done because all your needles kind of start to sink to the bottom of the jar. Your Christmas tree vinegar keeps, and you can give that to people the following year as a nice gift. So I quite like that one.
So thanks to Julia Georgalis, not only can you eat your tree, you can re-gift it too.